produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to the Living Waters radio broadcast with Dr. Sonny Obona, and today we'll be dealing on the topic, the spirit of the last days, the spirit of the last days. And I want us to look at the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 5. If you have a Bible there, open with me to the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse 1 through 5, and I read, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Verse 2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Verse number 4, and they shall turn away their ear from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Verse 5, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. Today we're dealing with the spirit of the last days. I want to start by sharing with us here that information is a powerful tool. When one is fed with an information for a period of time, it becomes part and parcel of him or her. And if the information is not a pure word of God, it will take the mercy of God and deep revelation to change such one's mind or heart about the false information that has been infused into the person. True information, Eve was deceived. The exchange of words, information is like food. And when you are being fed for a number of time with a particular food, your body gets used to it. And if in the process of time, what your body is already used to, and a different kind of food is served to your body reacts to it. The same goes for the kind of words we have been fed with in the process of time. Today, many are twisting scriptures to suit their gullible audience. In so doing, they are infusing the spirit of the last days into many. So because one truth has been sold to the church for such a long time, we tend to reject the other truth in the Bible. We choose what to hear and what not to hear. The word of God here is saying to us that a time is coming. And that time is now, in the time we are living in, that time is now, which is the spirit of the last day is already ruling in our time. There's not going to be a future time. It's already in our time, in our generation. The spirit of the last day is in control, is a full force of the church, is in charge of the church. The devil is not outside the church. The devil is in the church, is within the church, because the only way for the devil to achieve his agenda for the end time is to live within the church and use within the church agent. If you use an agent outside the church, he's not going to achieve his purpose. So what he does is to corrupt the mind of the minister so as to twist the word of God instead of to stand by the word of God. Like Jesus said, you shall not add to the word, neither shall you remove from the word. So many have been anointed or influenced, let me use the word influence, have been influenced by the devil himself or by Satan to twist the word of God to suit the gullible audience. So we give them what they want to hear, and many are not interested today to hear exactly what the word of God wants them to hear. So many in the church are interested in only what they want to hear, not what the word of God says, not the infallible truth of the word of God. And here, Paul was giving this charge to Timothy, that I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick or the living and the dead. Has the word I charge you therefore has the weight of legal affirmation. And when he said before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, should have been translated our God, even Christ Jesus. Yes, our God, even Christ Jesus, who shall judge the living and the dead, refers to the fact that all believers will stand at the judgment seat of Christ at his appearance and his coming. Refer here to the second event, which is a rapture. Verse 2, he says, preach the word. Paul was saying here that we must present the whole body of the revealed truth, which means the entirety of the word of God. He said, be instant in season and out of season. Present the idea of the preacher beholding himself in constant readiness to proclaim the word. And he said, reproof. The preacher is to deal with sin, both in the living, in the lives of his unsaved hearers and in those of the saints to whom he ministers. And he is to do so in no uncertain tones and terms. Then Paul went further to say, thou shalt also rebuke. The scripture or the word of God is given for rebuke. This suggests in some cases of impending penalty. He says, exhort with long suffering and doctrine. This tells us that the reproving and the rebuking must be done within the context of the word of God, which is a doctrine of Christ, as where the long suffering refers to a gentleness, but continue even when the message is met with rejection. Because many times when you bring the message of rebuke, the message of long suffering, the message of reproof, the church many times, because we have groomed the people to be meek takers, or people who fed with milk. We have fed them so much with milk that they are not used to hard truth. Paul here is saying, with long suffering and doctrine. What does that mean? He's saying that you must continue even with the message, even if it is met with rejection. However, the doctrine is not to change. Don't change the word of God to suit the people. Don't change the word of God to please the people. Don't change the word of God to impress the people always speak the word of God the way it is written or the way it is presented from the word of God or from the scripture, even though it is rejected. Because the truth is that the word of God, the true infallible word of God, will be rejected if it is presented to people who have been fed with half-truths. Verse 3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And this is the time we are in. People no longer endure sound doctrine. We don't want to hear the truth. We don't want to hear about rebuke. We don't want to hear about reproof. We don't want to hear about long-suffering and keeping and standing by the doctrine of Jesus. We don't want to hear about these things. We only want to hear about the love of God. We don't want to hear about the judgment seat of Christ. We only want to hear about the love of God, the mercy of God, the favor of God. We don't want to hear that a day is coming where we shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give account of every deed on the earth. The church don't want to hear that. And I think this is a time that the spirit of the last day is ruling in the heart of men, and we must stand to it to speak the word in and out of season, as Paul advised here. We must stand to speak the word, to speak the infallible word in and out of season, in every service, in any gathering where we find ourselves. We must stand as minister to minister the truth of the word of God to the church of Christ and to the generation in which we are living in. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And now is the time. Sound doctrine pertains to overriding principles. The salvation of the sinner and the sanctification of the saints. The cross is the answer for both. And is the only answer for both. And he went further to say, but after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ear, refer to the people who have ears that itch for the smooth and comfortable word. The word that they are comfortable with, the message they are comfortable with. Don't bring what they are not comfortable with. And that is the time we are living in. And are willing to reward handsomely to the man who is sufficiently compromising to speak it. Hearers of this type have rejected the truth and prefer to hear lies. Where the word of God is twisted to suit their hearing, where the word of God is twisted to make them comfortable, where the word of God is twisted to make them relax in church, where are the days when we sit in church and our heart pants? Where are the days when we sit in church and the word of God touches our heart, where we bleed in tears? Where are the days when the preacher is preaching and it's like somebody have told him what you did yesterday, and he's preaching exactly to your life and he's hitting you exactly the way you have gone wrong? He's telling exactly where you were yesterday, how you slept with somebody who was not your wife or who was not your husband, and you are like, this word is like somebody have told this preacher about me. Where are the days where the truth can be preached again? And I think in this last day, with this scripture that Paul is charging, I think this scripture is relevant for today's church, because today's church have deviated so much from the truth. Why? Because the spirit of the last day have invaded the church of Christ. The spirit of the last day have invaded the church of Christ. Verse 4 of the scripture where we read, and they shall turn away their ear from the truth. Those who follow false teachings or teachers not only turn away their ears from the truth, but to see to it that their ears are always in a position such that they will never come in contact with the truth. And that is the devil doing such a work. It's not because the people have decided. It's not because that is their intention, but because the devil has sealed their mind. The other day, Paul was speaking and he said, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? I think to this church, this generation has been bewitched so much that we want to listen only to the twisted word, but not the truth, infallible word of God. And the Bible says, and shall be turned unto fables. If it is not the message of the cross, then it is fables. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, you can read that for yourself. If it is not about the cross, then it is nonsense. If it is not about the cross, then it is not the infallible truth. I think it is time we must return to the message of the cross, because the church have deviated so much for the message of the cross. And information has been fed with us about miracles, so much about miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in signs and wonders. I believe in the anointing. I believe in laying on of hands. I believe in deliverance. But the church have concentrated so much in these things and left the message of the cross and left the truth. And that is why we are breeding a generation of believers who are not ready to stand the hard truth. We are breeding a generation of believers who are not ready to stand the hard truth, to face the truth of the word of God. So when the hard truth is spoken to them, they frown at it. When the hard truth is spoken to them, they look at you as somebody who is fighting them with the word of God. Then they fight back. They look for a scripture to attack you back. And that is why we are seeing today one preacher is preaching the truth from one end and another preacher is attacking to nullify, to diffuse what the other preacher is preaching, because the church and the gospel of Jesus have been watered down to miracles, signs, and wonders, and the church have listened to such messages that the hard truth of the word of God, the long-suffering, the rebuke, the reproof, and all of to keep the doctrine of Jesus has not been preached that much in the church. It is less of it and much of signs and wonder, much of miracles. I believe in these things, don't get me wrong. But I think the time we are living in is the time for the truth of the word of God to be shared abroad, to prepare the people of God for the second coming of Jesus. That we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ is no longer being mentioned in church again. My heart really bleeds for the church of today. My heart really bleeds for the church of today. And I think it is time. I'm bringing this word to you today because it is time. Let's look at the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's see what it has to say. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1, the Bible says, "This know also that in the last days, in the last day, perilous time shall come. The days in which we live now are the perilous day." And speaking of perilous day or perilous time that shall come, this speaks of difficult, dangerous time which Christians live in just before the rapture will encounter. Verse 2, "For men, those who call themselves Christian, shall be lovers of their own selves." We love ourselves so much that we don't want the word of God to hurt us. We love ourselves so much that we don't want to be disciplined. We love ourselves so much that we don't want to be rebuked. We love ourselves so much that we want these sweet words to be spoken to us by the preacher day after day, week after week, month after month. We don't want to hear about the cross. We don't want to hear about the suffering. We don't want to hear about long suffering. We don't want to hear about rebuke. We don't want to hear about discipline. We don't want to hear about charges and about the judgment of God. We only want to hear about the mercy of God. We want to hear about the favor of God, the blessings of God, which are all good. But it is not a balanced gospel when we hear only about the blessings of God, when we hear only about the promises of God, and the processes are not taught us. And that is why many are falling by the wayside. They've been in church all their life, but they can't stand little things. The rate of suicidal is on the increase. Why? Because the balanced gospel is not preached. The rate of evil is on the increase. The rate of armed robbery is on the increase. The rate of homosexuality is on the increase because the balanced gospel is not preached. Forgive me to say that many times we mistaken love for negligence or speaking the truth. We love the people, so don't hurt them with the truth. I would rather hurt you with the truth than deceive you to hell. And that is what I am called for. I hope you are not offended. That's by the way. Anyway, so you know, we are living in the perilous time. We are living in hard time. We are living in difficult time, that the spirit of the last day is invading the heart of men and the heart of women and invading the church of Jesus Christ. "For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, So we don't even think about the good things that God does for us. Again, we think a little about the things God have not done. So we are unthankful. We are ungrateful. Unholy. We don't want to keep the word of God. Again, we want to live as we choose to live, not as the word of God have prescribed that we live. Without natural affection, trust breakers, false accusers, incontinent fears, despiser of those who are good, traitors, healthy, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Love parties, they can spend their last penny for their birthday parties. They can spend their last dollar for whatever party, for, you know, name it, for clothes, for pleasure, for friends, for holidays. But when it comes to the kingdom, the Bible says they lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And remember, this is describing the end time church, which has been totally corrupted by the spirit of the end time. Verse 5, the Bible says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. This refers to all of trapping of Christianity, but without the power of God, the manifesting power of God. The modern church, for all practical purposes, has denied the cross. In doing this, they have denied that through which the Holy Spirit works and in whom the power resides. I want to bring this message to an end today. I want to believe strongly that God has spoken to us according to the scripture we just read today. And I want to believe that we can rebuke and stand against the spirit of the end time. The church can overcome the spirit of the last day that has invaded the church today. If you are out there and the word of God has come to you and you don't know Jesus, you have not accepted Jesus, you have not invited him into your life, I want you to pray this prayer after me. Or you have invited Jesus and you backslided and you want to return to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and I invite you to come into my heart and my life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Now I pray for you. May the Lord keep you and give you grace to serve Jesus. I rebuke every spirit that has invaded the church. We come against the works of the devil, the spirits that have invaded the church, invaded the heart of men, invaded believers' hearts, not to accept the infallible truth of the word of God. We come against you in the name of Jesus. I speak the blood of Jesus over your life, believer, wherever you are struggling with the truth. I speak the word of God over your life. I ask that the truth of the word of God will invade your heart. Receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit that will guide you in all truth. Oh, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus, I agree with you, wherever there is sickness in your body, be healed in the name of Jesus. I speak the word of God over your life, that the word of God will guide you in all truth, that you will not be misled by the twisted word. I decree and declare that the infallible word of God, the Bible, which is the true word of God, will make impact in your life and make different in your life. In the name of Jesus, receive the fire of revival for this end time to stand against the spirit of the last day. Receive the fire of revival. Receive the fire of revival. May your life never remain the same. I decree and declare that the word of God will make impact in your life in the name of Jesus, that you will be a man and a woman of fire. You will be a man and a woman that will carry the fire of the end time in the name of Jesus, that the word of God will make impact in your life. In the name of Jesus, may your life never remain the same. Until I come your way again, Sonny Obona is my name, and I'm of the leading pastor of Faith Life Ministry, Bosberg. The venue of the church is number 24, Main Street, Whitfield, Bosberg, right opposite a spa. And if you want to reach us on telephone, call us on +27 81 320 6746. The Lord bless you. Until I come your way again, don't you ever forget, God loves you, and so do I.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.